It's time for Humboldt Baywatch here on KHUM, and I've got Carol Vandermeer on the line. How's it going, Carol?
It's going great. What a glorious day today.
Oh my God, I know. I can't wait to get outside. I feel like we have like really earned it. And I think inland it's going to be like 80 degrees or something.
I know. I got to work early, so I'm going to kick off a little early and celebrate my sweetie's birthday by going on a hike.
That's today?
Yes, it's today.
Oh.
So happy birthday. Yeah. And going to go on a interesting little walk, actually. It's kind of a unusual walk. There's a down at King's Salmon, there is a little loop that goes out around the point, and you get the most amazing view of the entrance to Humboldt Bay. And then we're gonna walk on that little point and walk all the way down to Gills by the Bay and have a little late lunch.
I've always wanted to kayak there because you can kayak there, right? That's always kind of been a dream of mine.
I mean, there's a little launch there. Yeah, it's really a special area that a lot of people don't really know about. But so anyway, that's our exciting event today. I'm going to eat later tonight. So just, yeah. Celebrate a beautiful spring day.
Yeah, that's a great way to celebrate. And I feel like in spring this time of year, it can be a bad day. But this year, it's a nice day. So you got to celebrate it.
It is. And I've been out working in the yard and garden and observing some little oddities in nature that probably a lot of people have seen and know a little bit about. But sometimes when you're out there pulling weeds, and in my yard there's weeds and kind of shady moist areas, especially early spring, it's starting to get a little warmer now, but you see this little foamy mass. It looks like spit, and is actually the home of the spittle bugs. I wanted to chit-chat about spittle bugs today.
Whoa. Okay, so I have changed a lot in my life. One thing is that I've talked about this before. I now like bugs, but
spittle bug might be pushing it a little too far for you. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm glad that we're talking about it, because when I see that, I'm not a spit person. I don't care about anything. I'm not grossed out by people's or bodies, but spit grosses me out. And so I'm kind of glad that we're going to talk about this today, because maybe it'll open my mind. And like
it might, and yes. It might not. We'll see.
Oh no! Okay.
I think it's pretty fascinating.
Okay.
It's not really spit.
Yeah.
But there's a little nymph, young stage bug of what's known as in adults are called frog hoppers. But the nymphs are really interesting. They hide out in that quote spittle, and it gives them a protective little area where they can be protected against other predators, or there's sometimes predatory wasps that come out and can prey on them. But that little bit of spittle, they can hide in there, and what they're doing in there is they've kind of adapted this strategy. They feed on the sap, the watery sap of the plants. There's like xylem and phloem. They actually feed on the really watery stuff. And they have to feed a lot because there's not a ton of nutrients in it, but their little guts are able to have bacteria that help them get the amino acids they need. But they just are constantly feeding on this. And what they do, it's not spit, but it's actually their urine. They urinate and froth it up like a cappuccino maker and make this little bubbly wad that's slightly acidic tasting that helps repel predators. It's pretty crazy.
Now I was wondering about that. How that would protect them, but it's that it's acidic.
Acidic, and they are hidden. And if a predator comes by, they sink in that little wad. And and predators often learn like, ooh, that's nasty stuff, or they're not able to be seen. And if the predator, and typically when they're feeding away, they have like little tubes, it's like a little snorkel, they poke out a little bit and they breathe the air. But if the predators hang out too long, they actually have the ability to pierce one of those little bubbles and breathe from that. It's like an emergency air supply bubble. And so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And so it's like a little cocoon. It's like little bubble wrap for the baby frog hoppers, you know, these little nymphs.
Yeah. And,
it's pretty interesting. And then eventually what happens is these nymphs get there's a big large bubble and they eventually metamorphose into the adult frog hoppers, you know, and they no longer, you know, spend their time piercing and plants and sucking their juices out, but they go out hopping. They have a method of getting away from predators that can hop like 100 times their height, and that hence the name frog hoppers.
So is it bad for the plant? When I see those little things on there, I wonder if that's bad for the plant or not. Is it?
Generally, no, is okay. What I've read. There are, you know, there's lots of different species of these frog hoppers that have, you know, nymph forms known as spittle bugs. Some areas they say they can become a pest, but generally they don't. And I haven't heard that as a big pest species here. Yeah, it's typically something I don't worry about. I'm just like, ooh, I pull a weed and go, yeah, it is like a little wad of spit, but it's really easy to poke in there and take a closer look and see what that little nymph looks like.
Yeah.
On its way to becoming a big frog hopper.
Well, looking at the pictures on the internet, I was doing a little cruising around to see what it is. What's in there? Okay. You know, little grubby looking thing with eyes, but a frog hopper, that's a good looking insect.
Yeah.
That's good looking.
It can be striped, you know, there's lots of different species. It is. They're related. They're relatives of like cicadas.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
You know, but when they're young and they're nymphs, they drink this sap. And I read a little statistic. It's they drink like 150 to 280 times their body mass per day.
Wow.
So that equivalent for humans would be if we drank 2,700 gallons of water a day.
Whoa.
So that just tells you like they are busy doing nothing but sucking in those juices.
And peeing it out and frothing it up.
Frothing it out like a little cappuccino maker was. That was she was. I thought that was pretty funny.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I just have okay. This one is a great one for you to have picked because you see this thing on a plant and you go, ooh, spit. And then it turns, that's an amazing adaptation to cover itself in we're going to get past that it's frothed up urine. But then that they have little snorkels that poke out, like that's amazing adaptation right there.
Yes. It is an example of an amazing adaptation, even if it grosses you out a little bit. It's pretty cool and one of the many oddities and wonders of nature. Can't discriminate against it.
No. And in fact, I'm way more interested in these. You have completely broken my grossness of it because somehow frothed up bug pee does not bother me the way that I just think about some dude in jean shorts walking by spitting on a plant just grosses me out way more.
That would gross me out too.
I don't know why he's wearing jean shorts, but in my mind he definitely is. And that's way worse to me than this. Like that's a very cool adaptation and something that I would want to peek in, but I worry that I would leave them vulnerable to predators. I don't want to kill anything.
Yeah, you can very gently. I've peeked in there.
Yeah.
Do it once and then gently put them back in their froth. And don't worry, they're going to be working it, consuming that equivalent of 2,700 gallons a day. So they'll
replenish.
It right back up.
They'll replenish. Mm-hmm. Do we know how they do it? Is it with their legs or something? Do you know? Was that in their
you mean
your
how
reading?
They, yeah. How they do the frothing
yeah.
part? I can't tell you exactly. They
okay.
just sort of froth it out their back end.
Okay. Okay, we'll leave it to the imagination,
we'll leave it
I guess.
There. Right, exactly.
And is that this time of year that they're out in particular? I have been noticing it. Is it a spring thing?
Yeah, it's a spring, like late spring thing. It's funny. I was reading, you know, a little bit about them, and there's other names for that froth, you know. And one of the names is cuckoo spit, because the cuckoos are a bird that start to call in the spring, you know, and summer. And so some areas call it cuckoo spit because of the cuckoo birds. It's also been called frog spit. I just call them spittlebugs.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, I see that. Well, I like to know that those end up being these frog hoppers that are, again, very cicada-like, very flashy, very cute. What are they up to? Do you know anything about them? Do they fly? Do they hop? Do we know anything about them?
They hop, and they are, they're probably, to be honest, I don't know, but oftentimes when an animal spends a lot of time as a larva feeding, then when they mature, they're up to breeding.
Yeah.
They're up to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you. They probably have a few other things up their sleeve, but that's often the case.
Yeah. They shine when they're young, I guess, and then they kind of burn out early.
Right.
That's what they do. Oh, well, I'm really glad that you brought this up again. You have like broke my fear of this. Some people, I have the feeling the opposite has happened for them.
Good.
In hearing about this. But I like this. I think that's a really cool adaptation, and like definitely one that will make me stop and think. And that's one of my favorite things that that you bring out in Humboldt Baywatch, is these things that you pass by and you go, oh, okay. And then you find out it's something super amazing that, mm-hmm. you know, that we couldn't even fathom that that's what's going on down there.
I know. It's pretty fun stuff. So I'm glad we pierced your bubble.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Resistance.
Exactly. So, and I also appreciate you taking the time today, you know, on your sweetie's birthday. You have this big day planned. Do you have any sort of, is there anything coming up that you want to like throw out that might be cool to do? I know the big wildflower happening.
That already happened.
That one was done.
The wildflower show. And, of course, this weekend's Mother's Day and lots of different things going on there. The only thing that is really on my horizon, I'm going to be going out of town, but, you know, the kinetic sculpture race coming up at the end of this month and going through all kinds of interesting places. And I just encourage people, especially through the dunes, try to stay on the trail as much as you can and enjoy our beautiful wild spaces. So I don't have a big event.
But the big event is that it's 80 degrees, is that it's beautiful outside, and that, you know, that's the big event for me, is just the weather has turned. Do we have any sort of soundtrack then that maybe if somebody's out for a spittlebug, what could they be singing along?
I did a little searching. Believe it or not, there's a lot of songs called spittle, but they're pretty nasty tunes.
Yes.
So I went for something a little more pleasant.
Thank you.
And actually a little more in line with my sweetie's taste. It's called the Big Bug Shuffle. And it's an instrumental, but I love the name Big Bug Shuffle by Jerry Douglas and Friends. So I think it's a sweet tune, and it's nice to think about those bugs hopping, shuffling, doing their thing.
Yeah. Yep. And again, in line, I already know what you mean by that. It's going to be a little bluegrassy is what I would assume, right?
Yep. A little bit.
All right.
But I think in a mellow way, you'll enjoy it. It's a nice song.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and I'm going to be thinking about this and Googling it all day. So I appreciate that.
All right. Awesome.
Enjoy your day,
Have
Carol.
Have a great day. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.